Airchecks.com.
The clothing store. It's something else. It's now. It's tomorrow. It's part of our changing generation. It's you. It's your thing. The look of RNG. The people of RNG. The style of RNG. It's your way. Your feel. Is RNG just a clothing store? Find out. See if you don't feel you at RNG. You've got 12 hours to make it over there till 9:30 every night and 6:30 on Saturdays. RNG Clothing in Hempstead. What more can we say?
RNG is where it's at. Where every chick and every cat. RNG is where it's at.
Reports tonight that Egyptian commandos have hit into Israel. Details from correspondent Andrew Mizells in Tel Aviv.
An Egyptian raiding party crossed the Suez Canal tonight and sought to overcome an Israeli position. An Israeli army spokesman here in Tel Aviv told me the force was repulsed and at least 9 Egyptians killed. The spokesman said the attempted raid took place just north of Fort Tawfiq, at the southern end of the canal, where the waterway is narrow and easy to cross. He said the raiding force was surprised by Israeli soldiers, who opened fire and forced it to withdraw. A body count later showed that 9 Egyptians had been killed. He said there were no Israeli casualties. Andrew Mizells in Tel Aviv.
Just in from Saigon, the U.S. command in Saigon reports Viet Cong guerrillas killed 11 American Marines, wounded 59 in an assault on a night bivouac in northern Quang Nam province. Correspondent Bob Clark in Washington says a number of senators received a letter from President Nixon today. The letter warned that the president will veto a $20 billion appropriations bill if it's passed in its present form. The bill allots funds for the health, education, welfare, and labor departments. Clark says President Nixon regards the bill as inflationary. At Palm Springs, California, President Nixon played a round of golf today, worked on his State of the Union message, that message to be delivered to Congress on January 22nd. The administrator of the Small Business Administration says thousands of taxpayer dollars may have been loaned to the underworld. Hillary Sandoval says attempts are now being made to recover government loans made to suspect firms in Chicago and New Orleans. In connection with the New Orleans firms, Sandoval said,
as a result of our inquiry thus far, I've ordered that the chief of financial assistance in the New Orleans regional SBA office be denied authority to approve loans pending completion of our investigation.
And Sandoval says the New Orleans office has approved a number of questionable loan transactions. Stocks on the upside at the close today. Of 1,623 issues traded, 1,021 were on the plus side. This is news from American FM Radio.
WABC-FM New York locally, Mayor Lindsay and Democratic state lawmakers agree to seek ways of returning control of the transit system from the state to the city. Lindsay says he's not given up hope that a rollback of the 30-cent fare by at least a nickel may still be possible. The Puerto Rican Young Lords are under another court order to leave the East Harlem church they seized more than a week ago. The Human Resources Administration requests a budget of nearly $2 billion, a 16% increase over last year's level. Right now, it's 32 degrees and partly cloudy. This is Jim Perry, WABC-FM New York, standing by for Love and Babaloo.
With Lady Jane in Chicago. Listen, Babaloo here with you on WABC-FM. Stereo 95.5 New York, official station break. Sitting here rapping with Jim Perry, listening to the Stones. Thank you, Jim. You did a lovely job from all reports. I'm afraid I didn't hear much. Yeah, I did hear you the first night. I was stuck in the snow trying to get out to Kennedy Airport.
Oh, yeah?
And I was listening to you do the show, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. That was the first night that you sat in.
If I had known you were listening, I don't think I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, if you'd known I was listening, I would have got a few needles, I'm quite sure.
With a man listening, I tend to get nervous. No, I enjoyed it. It was a pleasure. I thank you for the opportunity.
It's really strange, you know. When you step out of your normal life circumstances, you know, and you live a totally different life for more than a couple of days, it was, I guess, 8 days I was gone, you know. You come back, and it really feels like a new year. It feels like who knows what's going to go down this year.
It is a different life out there, too. It's another world, really.
Oh, the coast? Yeah, I like the coast very much. But I don't mean just that. I mean, coming home, everything feels washed. I don't know how else to put it. It feels like here is a piece of a virgin clay that you can shape any way you want to shape it.
1970?
Yeah. You know, or what I'm going to do in 1970, or what you're going to do, or what anybody's going to do.
It's a nice attitude. It's a good attitude if you can shape it yourself, too.
Yeah, but first you have to decide what you're going to do, and I haven't made up my mind yet.
WABC-FM, New York.
I know what I'm going to do right away. I'm going to play more Rolling Stones.
Spending too much time away.
The Rolling Stones, Going Home. Yeah, what about the boy, huh? That's The Who. And didn't you hear it? Babalu with you on WABC FM Stereo, 95 and a half, New York. We could even sing about that.
WABC FM Stereo, 95 and a half. WABC FM New York.
This is Bloodwind Pig.
Fellas, I...
Chain Song, Bloodwind Pig. I take a moment to thank those of you who sent Christmas cards. I'm still opening a whole bunch, you know, that came in while I was away. And especially those of you who sent letters for Christmas and New Year. Because as much as I appreciate cards, and I do, I always think that, you know, somebody takes the time to write a letter. Instead of buying sentiments that somebody has printed for them. You know, that's a lot heavier scene.
Here's Howard Smith.
Any rock group goes through a lot of changes over the years that they're together. The Doors started out very underground, very heavy, a kind of very deep head kind of music. Now, Light My Fire then became a big single hit for them. It was a kind of edited down version. Since then, their music, in my opinion, has gotten more and more top 40. It might be a case of becoming what you do. If you have a lot of top 40 AM radio type hits, maybe your music becomes like that. Well, when I talked with Jim Morrison, I told him about that, and this is what we got into.
I just think the music keeps getting better and better.
This is Frigid Pink. Frigid Pink and Cry and Shame. Babalu here, and Jimi Hendrix too.
Anger, he smiles towering, shiny metallic purple armor, green jealousy.
Yeah, bold as love. Jimi Hendrix. On WABC FM Stereo, 95 and a half, New York. Thank you, Gary. I just got the picture. Gary Hillman was one of the people who was at our New Year's party, took some pictures, and sent me a very nice one. Thank you. You going to the Fillmore East this weekend? It's going to be a heavy show. I can Tina Turner, Mongo Santa Maria, Fats Domino, The Joshua Light Show. On January 16th and 17th, Santana, The James Gang, and Catfish. Tickets are available to Fillmore by mail or ticket outlets near you. For full information, call 777-5260. That's 777-5260 at the Fillmore this weekend. I can Tina Turner, Mongo Santa Maria, and Fats Domino. As usual, the very best at the Fillmore East.
WABC-FM, New York.
Now, it may sound like that station break was what we call in the business upcut. You know, you started out with WABC-FM, right? We just thought for a change we'd take the duh out of it. 21st century schizoid man, King Crimson. And I think we ought to head for melody here a little bit, and harmony. Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Anyway, make sure you have a good time, right? Because it's really important. That's Pre-Road Dance. That's Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This is Babalu. And this is a thing called Mendocino. That's the Sir Douglas Quintet.
From American FM Radio. In South Vietnam, an enemy attack on a U.S. Marine position just south of Da Nang in Quang Nam Province. Military officials say 11 Marines were killed and 59 wounded in fighting that lasted 3.5 hours. The bodies of at least 15 Viet Cong were found inside the perimeter of the Marine camp. Edward Carey is general counsel to the United Mine Workers Union, and he says he knew of no threats during Joseph Yablonsky's campaign for president of the UMW. In Washington, we asked Congressman Ken Heckler of West Virginia what he thinks of Carey's statement. Heckler said,
"Well, I don't believe that's absolutely correct, because in a hotel room in Illinois, he was given a karate chop from behind on the back of the neck, and all of us received threats in varying degrees if we didn't stop speaking out on behalf of what we believe that something might happen."
Heckler was a close friend of Joseph Yablonsky's. Backing up Heckler, one of Yablonsky's sons, Chip Yablonsky, says his father feared for his life since running for president of the UMW. Officials in Pennsylvania say they know of no motive for the murder of Joseph Yablonsky, his wife and daughter. The bodies were found in their Clarksville home this afternoon. More news in a moment from American FM Radio, New York.
It can be a real hassle when your face breaks out. But, you know, the thing to do is to stop being sorry for yourself and start doing something about it. Get Proper pH and get it fast. Proper pH is a great lotion, an invisible lotion created by a pharmacist for his own kids as an aid in the relief of acne, pimples, and blackheads. And he understood the problem. He knew how upset you can be by complexion breakouts, and so he created this clear, colorless lotion, Proper pH, so that no one can tell you're using it but you. And when you clean your face with Proper pH, you'll be amazed at the amount of dirt that comes off skin you thought was spotless. Proper pH removes hidden soil and soot that accumulate during the day and overnight. Because they're convinced that Proper pH will help in the relief of acne, pimples, or blackheads, the Proper pH people make this statement. Use Proper pH regularly for 3 days or more. See how you like it. And if you're not satisfied, just return the bottle or label. Proper pH will refund your money so you can't lose. Treat your face to Proper pH. That's P-R-O-P-A-P-H. Proper pH. You'll find it at leading drug counters.
The Kopechne inquest resumes tomorrow at Edgartown, Massachusetts. Senator Edward Kennedy says his testimony at today's session was similar to that he gave at the time of the accident. A House and Senate conference approved a hike of $1.5 billion in the HEW appropriations bill, and the president says it's inflationary. Correspondent Bob Clark reports that the president won't sign that bill in its present form. The Small Business Administration says it loaned more than $500,000 to firms with alleged mafia connections. But the loans are being recalled, and the SBA says it's looking through its records to see just how many similar loans might have been made. During a speech to students integrating the high school at Columbia, Mississippi, Principal Bobby Joe Oswalt gestured toward newsmen on hand, the newsmen filming and recording that assembly. And Oswalt said of those films and tapes,
"They will show what you as students are planning and are doing and are contributing to this history-making event. The result of the history that's made here, as it will be talked about and discussed later on will be determined exactly from what you do.
In Mississippi, registration sessions for court-ordered integration began in 11 school districts without incident. On Wall Street, the week began on the upside, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing up 2.11. This is news from American FM Radio.
WABC-FM New York locally, Mayor Lindsay indicated tonight he would appeal directly to the state legislature for help in subsidizing the subway system. The Associated Press reports that two men indicted in Newark 2 weeks ago on gambling charges were honorary Essex County deputy sheriffs. State Senator Edward Spino says four public hearings will be held within the next month on the safety and service of the subway system. Right now it's 33 degrees and partly cloudy. This is Jim Perry, WABC-FM, standing by for Love with Babaloo.